Roto-Grinders presents the Daily Fantasy Fix Podcast. Bringing you up to the minute industry news.
Time for me to tell you about the biggest tournament in the history of daily fantasy sports.
Interviews from the biggest names in the industry.
The one and only Kondia. Head Chopper joins us now to talk about this weekend in daily fantasy football. Now on the podcast, Napster Man.
And game analysis to save you time and help you build your bankroll.
Both the salary and the matchup are just too good. If you are not playing him in your head-to-head game, you are just going to lose.
Here is your host, the one and only, Dan Bock.
Hey everybody, what is going on? Welcome. It is the Wednesday edition of the Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix Podcast. You know me by now, I'm Dan Bock. DB730, and we're here to help you navigate the daily fantasy waters as we get set for an evening of daily fantasy baseball. I'm going to kind of skip the day games if you want to grind those. I'm sure Stevie and the crew got that covered a little bit on the morning grind, but me, I handle the evening slate, and it's an actual pretty good one for us this Wednesday for us to go through. We had a handful of postponed games yesterday, and hopefully a stacked up Coors Field yesterday. I put out the old tweet, question, poll, whatever you want to call it. Kershaw or Coors Stack. And most people were on Kershaw. I think it was like 65% Kershaw. Well, that 35% was the right answer, as what a high-scoring game we had yesterday. I fell asleep because I'm old, and sometimes my body just says, Dan, not doing it. So I didn't play a whole lot yesterday. Family life got in the way. That happens from time to time. So I only played a handful. And on DraftKings, I didn't even play baseball on DraftKings. On FanDuel, I had a bunch of those guys, and it's funny because you could hear the podcast yesterday. Goldschmidt was the one guy I was like, man, it's so hard to get Goldschmidt in here because that means you're taking away from Coors, but he's got a lefty at home, which the rules state, play Goldschmidt with a lefty at home, and he had a monster day yesterday. But Trey Turner was the one agonizing over that decision, and kind of picked the wrong one. It was Arenado or Trey Turner. I picked Arenado, and that was the wrong decision. Still, I wouldn't say a little bit below breaking even, but not a horrible day by any standard. But tonight I'm going to get back at it full strong and fire at some GPPs. And speaking of that, got to give a nice shout out to a couple of RG contributors. Bobby Fi with, 25K over there on FanDuel in a tournament. And he's been on a nice run lately, so he's running pretty hot. And Mr. Squirrel Patrol, $100,000 win last night. That does not suck when that happens. So again, those guys, contributors here, I know Squirrel Patrol does a column, also our expert consensus value rankings, and then Bobby Fies a lot all over the media side of things with us. So congrats, fellas. Good to see Team RG having a successful run at it. Hopefully I can join you here tonight. So let's get into it. Let's take a look at baseball for us on this Wednesday. And we'll start with the pitchers here tonight. And you definitely have some guys who are on the high end that you might want to consider. And we'll start with the two biggest names, Noah Syndergaard and John Lester tonight. I think that Syndergaard is the preferred target for me. And on DraftKings, I think you got to have really look hard at getting him into your lineup against Atlanta. This guy has just been phenomenal this season, and pitching at home against the Braves offense, that does not strike the fear in me whatsoever. He looks like almost an auto play over there. Now, the problem you have is, again, you're going to spend up on pitching, or are you going to get Coors Field? But today it's a little bit easier, because we don't have like a $14,000 pitcher over on DraftKings or $12,000 pitcher on FanDuel. Now, I will say, I don't think you're getting Syndergaard and getting Bryce Harper and getting Trey Turner and getting Cargo. You're not doing that here tonight. But, on DraftKings, it might be a little bit more doable. You know, we talked about Corbin yesterday as a compliment to Kershaw, and it's going to be, a good chance we find somebody with Syndergaard to be that compliment today. But he's my top choice in terms of like raw points today. Is he the guy who's cracking my initial build tonight on FanDuel for cash? No, he's not. And I'll get to who that is here in just a moment. So I think Syndergaard's fine. And I actually think John Lester is going to be rather overlooked here tonight in this matchup versus the Pirates. You know, he hasn't been great this season. You know, that last start on the road in Cincinnati was a bit of a dud. Last start that he had against Pittsburgh, he went 7 innings, only struck out 3. Let's still finish with 34 FanDuel points that day, and he did not pick up win points. And he's actually, 0-4 in that category so far this year. And, you know, that's going to turn a little bit. And if you look at the early lines here today, he looks like the strongest favorite on the board today at minus 163. And we've got a lowish total of under 3.5 for the Pittsburgh Pirates. And, you know, that lineup, you know, they might profile a little bit better versus lefties, but I don't think it really bore that out last season. So I'm fine with Lester. I think he's a great tournament option. I don't think a lot of people will go there. Naturally, if you're going to pay up to that point, you're going to obviously go to Syndergaard. If things would fall off the rails for him, that'll give you some differentiation. So not playing him in cash games likely. And on DraftKings, I don't think you're paying up for the top two today. So he'll have low ownership, but I don't hate the matchup for him today in that ballpark in Pittsburgh. The guy who I think, if there wasn't weather, might be the go-to guy, and that's Carlos Martinez. But looking at the hourly precipitation, we've got 83%, 92%, 100%, 97%, 96%, 85%, 89%. He is the strongest favorite on the day versus that lousy Blue Jays team, but I just don't know that that game is going to go. So I'm just kind of scratching that one out for now in terms of the analysis. I think Martinez is absolutely fine when you consider price, K upside, matchup, likelihood to get the win. He checks a lot of boxes for us today. But it's just I don't think that game's going to go. So we're going to kind of pass on him. The two guys that I kind of narrowed down my choices for today are kind of in the middle tier on FanDuel because I do want some exposure to Coors. We saw what happened last night. And the two guys that I like, and I initially plugged Vincent Velasquez in at 7-8 against Miami. I do love this K upside. I looked at the history last year versus this Marlins team, and lots of Ks for these guys. Really, the only guy who hit them well is Christian Yelich. Now, again, very small sample size there, so I understand that you know, we take that maybe with a grain of salt here. But I love the K upside, and I think that he's got a shot to get the win here today going against Wei-Yin Chen. Now, that Philly offense is not great. Vegas has this basically as a pick'em between the two. And that's really where on FanDuel I kind of swerved a little bit. I still think he's 100% tournament viable. Cash games, I'm going to play Dylan Bundy instead today against the Rays. He's, 36 points higher now as a favorite, minus 140 to minus 106. And if you look at the Rays implied team total, you're talking about 3.6 to 3.9. So for 300 more, and you look at Bundy, he's just safe. Like, Velasquez is good, but he's far from safe. You look at Bundy, he's had, I think, quality starts every single time out so far this season, in wins in 3 of 4 games. And this is an offense that I don't even think has really, you know, really picked it up yet. And against Alex Cobb today, that could potentially start. So wind appears to be blowing, and not very much. That's really not a factor here. But against this Rays team that certainly has, you know, a lot of strikeouts to him, I think Dylan Bundy is going to be my guy today. I love the consistency that he has shown so far this season. He's a really big prospect, you know, drafted out of high school with number, you know, top 5 overall, and giving me 40 fantasy points in 3 out of his 4 starts today. Now, it's interesting. He's played Boston and Toronto. That's it. He's had 2 starts versus Toronto, 2 starts versus Boston, gets Tampa Bay today, and I think his success continues. So he's going to be my cash game option today on FanDuel because he just gives me more bats, and that's what I want today. I'm not discovering a ton of, you know, value that I feel great about today. And if I did and there wasn't Coors Field, you know, I probably would go to Syndergaard tonight. But I just just not seeing it on FanDuel or single pitcher sites. So there you go. That's my quickie outlook. Let me see if there's any other GPP plays. You know, Zach Godley's 4-5 today on FanDuel. I don't feel good about him at all tonight. You know, I kind of pegged Corbin as an under the radar option last night, but I don't feel it today going against San Diego. Godley's a guy who's like a bullpen arm. Like, he's not going to pitch more than like four innings here. So I don't see the reason to do it. I know it gets you full Coors stacks today, but I think he's going to really set you back too much in the pitching. So I'm not going to look at Godley today as an option. Paxton against Detroit, I don't hate, but I don't love the price for him on the road. So I think he's too expensive for me. Glasnow, I absolutely don't trust. I'm not going to go there. Let's see. You know, let me throw another two. I got to talk about two names here because there's one thing. You know, I talked about it yesterday in the show. Is when you look at the opening lines of these games, you have things. You have an idea in your head what it might be, and then it doesn't come in at that, and you start to wonder why the hell is that happening. And my why the hell is that happening line today is out there in San Francisco, where we've got the Dodgers slight favorites against the Giants. The Giants are pitching Johnny Cueto, who's like an all-star, you know, really good pitcher. The Dodgers are pitching Alex Wood. And Alex Wood is not a very good pitcher in my eyes. You know, 7 hits in 4 innings that last game. Only pitched 3 innings the game before. He's just a guy that I don't think is very good at all. And he's the guy that is a favorite in this one. And I don't get it whatsoever. Total in this game is really low at, you know, 7 apiece. And it's just, we'll see what direction this goes in as the day goes on. But I would have pegged Cueto at like minus 125 to 130 today. And wouldn't have shocked me if it was a little higher than that. I certainly did not see him as a slight underdog in this one. So that's kind of my what the hell's going on line of the day. And could that put Alex Wood in play? 7-4 on FanDuel. I don't see a reason to go there at all. Now, DraftKings at that same price, wish he was cheaper. But a lowish total, you're not probably going to see a lot of runs there. I suppose you could. Not my favorite option on the board today, but suppose you could do it. I'm guessing that line is just because Cueto's a righty and Dodgers have hammered righties this year. I mean, they've really struggled with lefties. They did again last night. So I'm guessing that's where that number's coming from, but it just feels a little bit off to me. All right, let's move on to the bats here today, and we'll start at the catcher spot. And I think that there's one guy we got to really look out for today, and that's James McCann. McCann is getting a lefty today, and the one thing we know, James McCann can rake versus lefties. I know the sample size is small, but it's like a 500 WOBA and like a 250 WRC plus this year. Last season, he was it was just, I think the WRC plus was like 120 to like 30 versus righties. So when McCann gets a lefty, that's when you want to play him. He's only 2,400 over on FanDuel tonight, 2,700 on DraftKings. Now, you could be said, well, Dan, isn't there other catchers with better matchups? Because it's not like James Paxton is a gas can. And that is absolutely fair. But as I talked about yesterday with Buster Posey going against Kershaw, was if the salary is still good, I'm not afraid to play guys in good matchups. And, you know, especially if the rest of the position absolutely sucks. And, you know, Posey ended up with 2 hits yesterday and more than made value on the, you know, that $2,600 salary he had on FanDuel. So that worked. And, you know, I think the same kind of applies here, because catcher's just a spot there's not a lot of guys that stand out. Now, if you've got the salary to pay up for Buster Posey at 3-6 against Alex Wood, you might want to do that. I mean, I talked about it yesterday. He had a 10-game hit streak going, and he ended up getting 2 hits. I don't know if they both came against Kershaw or not, but he ended up with 12 fantasy points at the end of the day, and he's just 11 straight games now with hits, and he's only 3,600 against Alex Wood. So that's a really good spot for him. I don't see me going there, because I feel like McCann is pretty equal to him. And when you get a $1,200 savings today, that's something that I really like. So, you know, those are my top two guys, depending on where you're looking. A few other names to talk about. Seems like I bring his name up all the time, but Mike Zunino, again at 2.2, gave us 15 fantasy points last game. Been at, 15, 12, 15. That's three of his past five games. He's hit double digits. Again, hard to play a guy in cash who hits so low in the order, but I think always a great GPP option if you need to stars and scrub it up. So he's a guy that I'm certainly willing to use on my teams. I'm seeing some love for Chris Herrmann potentially today against Trevor Cahill. I think I much prefer McCann or Zunino over him tonight, so I don't see me really going there. And then only two other options, I think Jonathan Lucroy. He's been so mediocre this year. Texas, I love their bats. They're going to be a team that I'm looking to target today. Just don't love the price at 2.8 today, so I don't quite see me going there outside of my Texas stacks. All right, let's move on to first base today. And again, I'd love Matt Carpenter if Matt Latos ends up pitching, but I think that game gets rained out. So I'm going to go to Mike Napoli today as I think the top kind of price per dollar target against Hector Santiago. Again, Texas today, I think they've got one of the highest implied team totals on the board. And Napoli, again, just rakes versus left-handed pitching. And in that ballpark, he should be good to go. Didn't get a hit yesterday against Minnesota, but three games prior, 15 FanDuel points, 18 FanDuel points, 6.5. At 3,100, he's just kind of fits the build for me today. So he's the guy that I'm definitely going to be getting some exposure to in FanDuel cash when you look at salaries. I kind of like Tommy Joseph a little bit against Wei Yin Chen today if you need to punt at 2,500. He has been all over the map, but at least he's been getting some fantasy points here. Only one bagel in, looks like, the last 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 games. So for 2,500, you could probably do worse than him, again, on a punt side of things. You've got Valencia against a lefty today and Daniel Norris at 2,400, assuming he cracks the lineup. He's another value option for us here. Finally went yard yesterday. I think he replaced somebody with an injury and then, you know, next thing you know, two hits, home run, couple of runs, couple of walks. So Valencia tonight, very cheap option. If you want to get Coors and you want to say, I'll live without Mark Reynolds tonight, or I'll live without Ryan Zimmerman tonight, well, those two guys can help you get there a little bit. And, you know, Goldie's fine against Cahill. You know, he's starting to obviously swing that hot bat. Last night was just a monster day. 43 FanDuel points. You know, I had the night off the day before, so this is his last four games. 43, 25, 16, 25. If you believe in hot streaks, well, guess what? You might want to play Paul Goldschmidt tonight because he's red hot. Cahill, he's not a pitcher that I don't think Goldschmidt can handle here, so it's just a matter of does he fit your build at 4,300 here today, but huge upside in that ballpark as always. Now, the last name that I'm going to bring up is Chris Davis again. I know he burned us terribly yesterday, but still a bit underpriced today at 3,300 against Alex Cobb. No real history between these two, but another guy who I think is going to get going at some point in time. You know, he hasn't been killing your lineups. Like, look at the last four games, 6, 6.5, 9, 9. It's not killing your lineups, but he's going to hit a home run here sooner rather than later. He hasn't hit one since the 14th that was at Toronto. So not only is he overdue, but, you know, at that price point, I think we could go there as well today if you wanted to. So I don't mind him. You know, I ended up on him over Goldschmidt yesterday, and that obviously hurt a bunch of my lineups, but he's another guy that I'm okay going back to. All right, second base, I gave you Murph Goat yesterday, and Murph Goat goated, and I think Murph Goat can goat again. Daniel Murphy at 4,200 here today against Tyler Chatwood in Coors. This is a spot where I just see me really interested in getting him into my lineup. The problem that I have here today is that I think one of my favorite plays of the day, price per point, is also at this position. And in my Shell lineup, Ryan Schrimpf is the guy that that cracked it tonight. You know, he's, I think, in an elite spot here against Godley, who I told you I think is going to not do well in this start. And Schrimpf is just raked versus, you know, right-handed pitching. 356 WOBA, 281 ISO. And when you look at the ballpark upgrade, I'm a big fan of his tonight. And when you consider he's 2,600, I think I'm probably going to say no to the Murph Goat, believe it or not, in terms of cash games. I mean, obviously, you're not doing it wrong if you play him, but I just think, you know, Schrimpf is a guy that's in a premier spot at a premier price. So he's the one that I'm looking at hardest here today. Some other value for you, Jed Lowrie against Shoemaker. I don't hate him. Potentially, he's been actually hitting the ball okay so far this season. So he hits near the top of the lineup at just 2,300. Ben Zobrist in that middle tier at 3,200 against Tyler Glasnow. The Cubs, one of the higher implied team totals of the day, naturally. And that's a reasonable salary for him. I know he hit the heck out of the ball the other night. And Glasnow's a guy who's just all over the map, like tons of talent, but, you know, easily can lose the strike zone. And yeah, 0-for-4 yesterday, but 25 and 15 FanDuel points the two games before that. You know, his numbers versus lefties just fine. 365 WOBA, 186 in the ISO. So yeah, he's going to get on base a couple times today. So he's in that middle tier for me. And maybe Josh Harrison against Lester. He's another guy who I like better against lefties. And the one thing about him too, and we know it with Lester, can't hold on runners. So he's a guy who can take advantage of that, steal some bases. I think maybe a guy like Zobrist can also steal some bases. I don't think you're going to see Kyle Schwarber likely try to swipe bags against Glasnow, even though he probably could. I don't know if he's going to. But Harrison against Lester, if he gets on base, is a guy who can definitely do some damage on those base paths. So, again, good pitcher he's facing today, but it only really takes him getting on via walk, just an infield hit, just a single, where he can more than make value and give you a pretty good return there. So those are the guys that I'm looking at most today at second base. Let's move on to third, and let's see, go back to my Shell lineup here for a minute, see who I ended up, because third and short was, again, back on the debate train, like Arenado or Trey Turner. Yesterday I picked Arenado, and that didn't work out well. Today I'm picking Trey Turner on the Shell lineup, and I'm going to Eduardo Nunez today at third base. Nunez is, I think, in a you know, obviously not a great ballpark out there where he hits, but hits in a great spot in the lineup. And as you've heard me say, I'm not a believer in Alex Wood being a particularly great pitcher. So at 2,800, he's the guy that I landed on today. And I've got no problem with Arenado against Tanner Roark. Like, he is fine at 285 ISO versus righties. The WOBA almost 400. So yeah, like, absolutely, playing him makes a lot of sense. Now, the guy I probably shouldn't overlook too much here is Miguel Sano. And, you know, he's going against Cole Hamels. People are like, oh, Hamels, watch out. But he's not the Hamels that he used to be. And Miguel Sano is, I think, you know, a top 15 maybe hitter in the league right now. Monster game yesterday. Great ballpark to hit in. And the price is reasonable there at 3.3. Now, I'm 500 off with Nunez, so I don't see me getting to Sano, but he's a guy I'm absolutely fine with. If you had him in your lineups yesterday, you probably won a good chunk of money, that is for certain. Machado also feels a little bit underpriced at 3.5 against Alex Cobb. He hasn't been as good as I think a lot of us expected him to be so far this season. Not having a bad year by any stretch, but you know, power numbers wise, you know, 3 home runs. Typically, you know, rolls those doubles. I think he's got, what, 1, 2, 3 doubles this season. So, you know, he's gonna pick it up. There's no question about it. I don't think we need to go there today. But obviously, if you're stacking Baltimore, you're playing some Manny Machado tonight. Let's see. Other third baseman for us, Lamb tonight versus Cahill. lefty-righty matchup. The price is a lot at 3.8 today. I don't see me getting him into any cash game lineups here tonight at that number. Just too expensive. You know, you can get Chris Bryant against Glasnow at 4.2. I don't love the ballpark there, so I'm probably not doing that. So, yeah, he's fine, but not a top target for me. And that's probably it on FanDuel that I'm looking at. All right, let's go to shortstop where, again, Trey Turner is the guy that I've got plugged in here today. And, you know, I think the regret of yesterday, you know, that could be part of why I'm playing him tonight. But it's just looking around at the other players at the position. Like, I genuinely hated myself plugging in Escobar into that position. If you heard the show yesterday, I hated myself for it. And I didn't want to make that mistake again today. Now, we do get Corey Seager today versus a righty, but it's a bad ballpark and a good righty. And the price, if he's 2,900, I'll play it. At 34, I don't think we need to do it. So, not super interested there. Trevor Story at 4.2. If you're going to go that high, just pay 300 more for Turner against Chatwood, in my opinion. Let's find some other alternatives. I mean, we've got Jordy Mercer versus Lester. Maybe a guy who can steal bases. I don't really profile Mercer as a great stolen base option, but 2.2K batting first, that's what you like in cash games. Now, if St. Louis was playing, I'd probably be all over Diaz against Latos, but I don't think that game is going to play. And then the one guy I almost landed on in a lineup when I was building it up this morning was Elvis Andrus, batting second against Hector Santiago. I'll definitely have a share of Texas stacks out there, and he needs to be a part of those. But for cash games tonight, not really seeing him too much of an option. All right, let's get to the outfield. Call the show here for you. Again, in and out, get you the content that you're looking for. Outfield, again, you've got Bryce Harper. You've got Carlos Gonzalez. You've got Charlie Blackmon. Love all those guys. I actually, right now in my shell lineup, do have Bryce Harper. And the way that I was able to get Bryce Harper was to find a 2.1 crapper in Ryan Rua against Hector Santiago. I told you I like Texas bats tonight. And he's not a great player. He's been around the block for a while, but they seem to want to give him a shot over Profar. So assuming he is in the lineup today at 2.1, I think that's too good to pass up on a team that's sitting with the kind of team total that they do tonight. So Ryan Rua, great path to Coors, great path to Bryce Harper tonight in Coors. I've got him penciled in here today. A few other options for us. You know, Seth Smith, dog of a game yesterday. He could go back to that well. 2,800. I don't think we have to tonight. So, you know, I don't see me really going there. I think the San Diego outfielders are kind of interesting with Margot and Renfro tonight, moderately priced. Again, I like San Diego. I mean, I'll probably have a San Diego stack or two out there today. I think they're super sneaky. I don't think anybody really wants to go there because they haven't been able to hit at all. I just don't think Godley's any good, and I think he gets hit up tonight. So I like them a good bit, and 2.7 is Margot over on FanDuel, so not a bad price tag there. Schwarber I'm fine with today versus Glasnow. 3.5 is a moderate price, and he's, you know, leading off for probably the best offense in baseball, so why not go there? If you're paying up for a guy, we've got Nelson Cruz versus a lefty. It's part of the rules, isn't it? When he gets a lefty, we should play him. Now, he's 4.1. The algorithm did us no favors in that salary today, but it did no favors yesterday with Paul Goldschmidt, and, you know, he had a tournament-winning night. So Nelson Cruz is fine today at 4.1. Absolutely give him some consideration tonight. Let's see. You know, Mike Trout's amazing. Like, if you can get him into your lineup, you can. BVP play of the day, Jacoby Ellsbury. Great numbers versus Porcello. He's not a gimme price. I think he's like 3.5 over on FanDuel, or 3.6 on FanDuel today. So they didn't do you any favors on that salary. It's going to probably be tough to play him over there. On DraftKings, 3.9, a little bit more tolerable there under 4K. But if you're into BVP, there's an option for you. One guy who's, I think, starting to heat up here a little bit, if memory serves correct, And then that's Mookie Betts. I mean, this guy was like MVP candidate last year, probably should have won MVP last year. And, you know, he's got monster upside, got that, what, flu sickness a little bit earlier in the year. He's going to turn it around. And if you look at, you know, his numbers, he's got three games in the 30s over his last six. So Severino's a guy who's pitched well this year. Not anybody that I'm really stacking against, but he's a guy that going to be way overlooked on a Coors Field night. Absolutely. You know, I'm playing Bundy, so I'm not playing Corey Dickerson, but Corey Dickerson has been playing really, really well lately. He's been at double-digit fantasy points or more on FanDuel in four of his last five games. That's pretty awesome. So he's been extra base hits in all four of those five games. So he's swinging a hot stick tonight. So if you're off of the Bundy train tonight, he might be an option for you today just because he's always good at the top of that order. You play him versus righties, and if he's hot right now, you could play that hot streak another day. And then David Peralta, really underpriced on FanDuel. That's the guy I want to get today against Cahill. I just don't have him at the moment. Did not fit the build. So I think he'll be fairly popular today. He's great at home, great versus righties. So the splits match up for him. The matchup versus Cahill is fine. So at 3.3, just too cheap tonight. Get him in your lineups. He's fine for cash as well. All right, that's it. That is the rundown for us on this Wednesday night. We'll return tomorrow for a Thursday edition of the show. We thank you so much for listening, downloading, being a part of this amazing community of Roto Grinders. Really appreciate everybody who checks out our content each and every day. Lots of great stuff all day long. We've got live shows. Make sure you check out the premium content. I'm telling you, if you're a grinder, just buy the annual subscription. It's the best deal out there, bar none. Not even close. It basically gives you all the content for a specific site throughout the year, and that includes golf, that includes NFL, that includes NBA, includes obviously MLB, NHL. So if you're playing as many sports as I do, just get it, set it and forget it, and you're not going to find a better deal. And that gives you all the ownership projections that we have for all the sports and all the other premium offerings that we've got going on too. So certainly appreciate you guys checking that out. If you haven't been using our lineup builder, I hope you give it a look. It's free. Not sure why you pay for one when you've got one that is as good as ours for free. So check that out. I think you'll enjoy it. And I'll be back again tomorrow on the podcast. Till then, good luck in all your contests, and we will see you.